This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. By now, you've probably heard of cat cafes. And if you haven't, please Google it and go to your nearest one right now. They are basically places where you can snuggle with cats while enjoying a cup of coffee. Well, it turns out dogs are feeling a little left out. And so now more places are cropping up for them, too. Except in this case, you bring your own pet and there's a lot more room to run around. In today's installment of our series, My Economy, a bar for both humans and dogs.
I'm Lindsay Lipovich. I own Bark Republic, a dog park bar in downtown West Palm Beach. Bark Republic came from an experience I had with my dog, Winnie. We had gone out, went to a brewery, and they wouldn't let my dog in. And I was floored. I thought, you know what? This place doesn't serve food. Why can't I bring my dog in here? And I got a little sassy with the bartender and said, you should get rid of all those metal containers and put down some turf and you'd have a cool place. It was about 10 years ago. It took about 7 years for me to convince my business partner that it's a good idea. And that's, now we're here today. One of the biggest unexpected things since we opened was how much effort it would take to keep the place clean and sanitized. So our cleaning process is a two-step process. At night, we are power washing it with water and getting all the grime and stuff out of there that we possibly can. In the morning, we attack it with an enzyme cleaner as well. The cost of that enzyme cleaning solution I was talking about used to be around $15. I just ordered some yesterday and it was $25. I go through about 6 bottles of that a week, and they're gallon-sized bottles. The brewery side of our business is really unique. We source our beer from, we say, 90% local craft breweries. Unfortunately, the cost of bringing in some of those breweries has gone up. You know, when we first opened, it was like $80 for a slim of a craft beer. Now we're looking at, you know, $120 to $140 for some of the more obscure, more process-intensive beers. We had to adjust a lot of our membership packages and the fees associated with those. We decided shortly after the new year we were going to raise our monthly membership of $20 a month to $30 a month to help supplement. Winnie, she's like a child to me. I love her very much. And it used to be so disappointing to have to leave her at home when I would leave for work. But when she comes in to bark with me, I feel like I gave her some sort of purpose in her life a little bit. But just being able to have her with me, and I feel like she definitely has a sense of ownership around the place, it's pretty cool.
Lindsay Lipovich owns the aptly named bar, Bark Republic, over in West Palm Beach, Florida. You can tell us what's going on in your personal economy by going to marketplace.org/myeconomy.